This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. GOP leaders in Congress are saying that defunding Planned Parenthood is now just a matter of time. The abortion giant caught selling and marketing abortion specimens stands to lose nearly 90% of its federal funding if the bill is the same one rejected by President Obama's veto. 3 years ago, as President Obama flooded the U.S. Senate with nominations of openly pro-abortion judges at every judiciary level, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid became frustrated as the nominations were so radical, no Senate Republicans would join in getting Democrats to the 60% confirmation level. So Harry Reid opened the nuclear option, confirming Obama nominations with only 51 votes. They will soon regret that rule change, as GOP leaders now say Trump nominees will skate to easy confirmations. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions is being nominated U.S. Attorney General. His strong pro-life stance and prosecutorial experience should bring changes that could see abortion specimen sales schemes investigated and no more labeling of peaceful pro-life protesters as terrorists. Speaking of Roe v. Wade, Sessions has said in the past that the court ruling was a colossally erroneous decision imposed by an activist court. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.